Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, in the second half, Jonathan Kite's going to hang in. He's going to do a ton more of impressions, and we'll do the news as well. First, there's Geico. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
My brother is married, has a wonderful wife, and they have a kid together. And that little boy's name is Theodore Rex. His real name is T-Rex. Is that fucking unbelievable? That's the coolest kid any of you have never met. You understand how cool that kid is? That little boy is going to get so much pussy. If that's what he's into. If that's what he's into. You know what I mean? It's 2019. I don't know. I don't care. Get you some dick. You know what I mean? I don't care. Don't matter to me. The thing is, though, they're having another kid, and the race is on to come up with the name half as cool. Right? You know what I mean? Like, because if your older brother is T-Rex... That was his first word. You can't have, like, a normal fucking name, right? It can't be like, what are the boys' names? Well, that's T-Rex and Phil.
Jonathan Kite on the Adam Carolla Show.
I always felt that way about the band U2. It's like we got Bono over there, we got The Edge, and we got Larry.
Totally.
Fucking Larry.
Bro, Larry.
Step it up.
Step it up. Get something.
Yes.
Yeah. His name is coming soon.
Jonathan Kite is here. You can check out his website to find out all the live dates. JonathanKiteComedy.com. Chris is getting ready. He's fixing to go on his honeymoon in Italy.
Ooh, yeah.
Is that next week?
Yeah, next week. I'm out of here.
What's the schedule?
Going to Venice, and then going to Florence, then Rome, and then Sorrento, which is kind of by like Amalfi Coast and
beautiful. Yeah.
Stuff and like Naples and that. So I was actually curious because I've been watching all the travel shows and watching Tucci. His Italy show, and then of course Somebody Feed Phil. I rewatched some of those episodes as well, and then Parts Unknown with Anthony Bourdain. I rewatched that as well when he went to Rome.
So was it 2 weeks?
Yeah,
and so we're thinking you do a Bourdain, right? Okay,
Adam, I do an Anthony Bourdain.
Oh wow, yeah,
I'm here right here in a wonderful studio, having a delicious Kirkland purified water. Which is made from the earth, and it doesn't taste like dust in the wind.
Oh, wow. Good reference. And I know we're all supposed to universally love Anthony Bourdain, but has anyone really figured out why we need to universally respect and love him?
I told him like it was.
I feel like it's a lot of them, but I don't know. I saw a retrospective on him, and you know, people don't talk a lot of shit after someone commits suicide, but it's like this universe, you know, in a world where a nation is divided over almost everyone, the one guy we agree on is Anthony Bourdain. I mean, everyone loves that guy or respects him or something.
Yeah, I don't think I love him as much as other people. With that said, I can see the appeal. He tells it like it is. He's very honest. He's very open with his flaws. You know, he was open about his addiction.
Yeah.
And he seemed incredibly... incredibly authentic, for better or worse. Maybe you didn't agree with the guy or like what he said, but I don't think he ever made anything up.
And he ushered in the era of the rock star chef that now we can't get enough of.
That's true. Yeah, we have a fetishizing chef.
But I feel like he was the most authentic version of that. Like when you see these sort of other, he seemed like the coolest version.
Whereas Guy Fieri is like a clown.
I love me some Guy Fieri. I think
as
it's popular to hate Adam, but you're right. I do think that there was something cool about Bourdain. And I think that the fact that he was able to eat and drink and travel, he was sort of like the real life most interesting man.
Right.
Like he sort of was living a vacation and we were sort of living it through
and
him.
And he would live amongst, but when he did his things, he would like sit down in a prayer circle, or he did off the beaten path.
My grace lament is he didn't write a book before he died called How I Didn't Get Fat. Which is like, all you did was drink and eat my way through Europe. Yeah. Somehow was a maybe heroin.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 152 pounds the entire time.
It's a one-word book.
I was on a healthy diet of heroin and tapeworms.
Yes. I mean, he was shredded all the time. And I did see him just eating
Seen
and
here
drinking.
Eating a pizza.
Right. So, sorry, Chris. Go ahead. You're leaving on when? Monday, Sunday?
Wednesday, the 1st.
Wednesday. Why Wednesday?
Well, there's not a lot of flights that leave out there, so so we had to kind of go by whatever we were able to get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're leaving Wednesday, and I've never been. I don't really know the language. I don't know what to.
You don't need to.
I don't.
Know a little Spanish, I'll get by.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I could do that.
Similar.
But I was wondering if Anthony had any ideas or any suggestions of where I should go.
First off, I recommend that you speak Italian and not Spanish to the Italian people, because they're completely two different countries with two different foods and cuisines and traditions.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm.
I'd start off in Venice, where the city is sinking, so take some photos.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely get in the water and try to grab the fish with your mouth in the style of a bear. Then we head down to Florence, where I would just get drunk as I possibly could and try the heroin. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to Rome, I would not do the American basic thing, which is fettuccine Alfredo, which doesn't exist except to lazy, stupid American tourists. Mm. I would go down there. I'd have some espresso, a little bit more heroin, till I head down to Sorrento. You did say Sorrento.
Yeah.
And down there in Sorrento, I would just get the beef.
You're not down. Getting the fish?
Yeah, it's a coastal town.
Well, he had a lot of fish in Venice.
That's true.
And if you're on an all-fish diet, and if you're a Christian, and it is that day of the week, then mm-hmm. please, enjoy. But mm-hmm. I would say, suck on some beef.
So go down to the coast and get the beef, Anthony.
Interesting.
Well, there's the southern beef is a little different mm-hmm. than the northern beef.
More marbled? Mm-hmm.
It's really? A little more racist.
Oh. Mm.
And you could taste the racism.
Oh, okay. So it's like kind of the marbling.
It's the marbling. Definitely fat.
Mm-hmm.
And has a lot of Wendy's, which I really like, and a big gulper. They're delicious, and I think that they're 90% fat, which I enjoy.
Any cultural stuff? We talked about the drum circles and, you know, firing the guns in the desert and sitting out with the indigenous people. Anything in Italy?
The indigenous people of Italy are farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So I say go sleep in the dirt with them.
Oh, mm. Like in the grapevines or olives. And
like moles.
Oh. Mm.
Oh.
Like a mole person. I dig yourself a little hole and make an Airbnb in the vineyards of northern Italy.
Oh. I think they're filming Fast 10 out there, not for nothing. But
nice.
Jason Momoa keeps popping up on Extra in TMZ. And he's in Fast 10, and he keeps sending stuff out from Rome. And I don't know if he's back yet, but that was like as of last week.
Yeah, see Jason Momoa.
Go see Jason Momoa. Probably a very exciting thing to do when you're in Italy.
Mm.
He's an Italian-looking man, even though he isn't.
Mm.
And sit down and see if you can talk to him about cars. Because if there's one thing that Jason Momoa knows, it's cars. And Italy.
Mm. Wow. You ever met Momoa, Anthony? Do you know the man?
I've never met Jason Momoa, but I'm a big fan of Aquaman.
Oh, you like Aquaman?
Yes, because I like fish.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And the man that can speak to them is one of my favorites.
Mm.
My favorite line from the movie Aquaman is...
Oh, he's talking underwater.
Wow.
That is it. I saw it with subtitles, which is the best way to see that film. Because it feels like a foreign film when you do it that way, and I saw it in an aquarium.
I'm going to ask you to shift gears here. Let's just pretend no one's ever heard of Aquaman, and you're Tom Hanks,
okay,
and you got a production company.
Got it.
And I'm coming in with the idea for Aquaman.
Okay.
And I'm pitching you this feature called Aquaman, and you've never heard of the comic book or the series or the movie or anything.
And you're pitching Tom to be in it?
I'm pitching Tom Hanks. I want your company to produce.
Exactly. Playtone Records.
Yes.
Or Playtone, whatever.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for taking this meeting.
Well, happy to see you. Happy to take any meeting.
Yeah, I'll make it quick.
Okay.
I have this killer idea.
Okay.
You know these Marvel movies and these big tentpole movies, summer movies.
I love Shang-Chi.
Huh?
I love Shang-Chi, the new Marvel movie.
Oh, okay, I thought that was sauerkraut stuff that they made in Korea.
Kimchi.
That's kimchi.
Oh, okay.
That's right. His brother.
I love her. So anyway, these movies are making money hand over fist. You know, all Dr. Evil or Dr. No or Dr. Strange or Dr. Something, Dr. Hook. It's all big money.
A medical professional of some sort.
But it all takes place on land.
Okay.
I'm looking at one that takes place at sea. And to be more specific, under the sea. See, my guy that I've come up with, his name Aqua.
Okay.
Because that's Mexican for water.
Okay.
And then man, because you got to put man, you know, Ant-Man or whatever man, you know, Spider-Man.
Okay.
So, yeah. So anyway, his whole thing.
Yeah.
He can communicate with fish. And that's how he gets the job done.
Okay.
So let's just say.
Well, wait a minute.
You know, like sometimes you're thinking like, oh, man, I wish I could get a grouper to do my bidding.
I suppose.
Bad example.
Wait, that's all he can do is talk to fish.
Well, yeah, but hold on.
Okay.
Well, he communicates with them. He doesn't talk, to, you know, obviously.
Sign language?
Underwater.
Sonar!
Yeah, sort of. You know, it's sort of telepathy or something. Sonar. Yeah.
How did you get this meeting?
Where'd I get the idea?
No,
I was fishing with my brother-in-law.
Okay.
And I was like, I wish I knew what those fish were thinking. And then I was like, I wish I could summon them to the boat so we could catch them.
So you could eat them.
Well, I know Chet.
Well.
Chet's a friend.
Oh, gosh.
Chet set
Don't
this up.
Don't start me on Chet.
Chet said you were like a father to him.
That's
well,
the,
no, actually
that's
said
the
you
one
were
thing
his
he's
father.
Never yeah. said.
No, he never said that, but he said to me, you are his dad. I screwed that up.
He said, I'm like a father the way that Darth Vader was a father
well,
to Luke Skywalker.
Anyway, Chet's, first off, I think the kid's a talent.
You think he's a what?
I love when he goes in that whole Rastafari
oh!
thing. It's awesome.
Oh!
So funny.
Adam!
So funny.
No!
Yeah.
Oh,
oh man. It sounds like just yesterday. I can almost like hear his voice ringing in my head in this Rastafarian
oh,
voice.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy Chetana coming straight from the Golden Globes, you know what I'm saying? My father told me, I'm expecting in a while, soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
Yeah, he doesn't always
I
talk
hate
that
that's
way,
his though. Voicemail.
Oh, that was his outgoer.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
You're at the Golden Globes.
Anyway.
Well,
Chet set this up. So
wow, Chet. Come on, Chet.
I know you're on a schedule, so if you just permit me.
I've got to hear a story about Airman in a second.
All right. Well, you know sometimes you're at sea.
Yes. Castaway, Captain Phillips.
Greyhound. The destroyer from World War II movie. You were excellent in that.
Well, thank you. I actually signed out of that film thinking that I was a Greyhound.
Yeah. Or maybe that it had an ending.
Well,
all right. Anyway, you know what? Forget I said that. You're at sea.
Chet put you up to this.
No, Chet just opened the door.
Oh, Chet.
I'm in the sea. You're in the sea, and you're thinking, man, wouldn't it be great if you could communicate with fish? You know, like there was some evildoer, like, Kim Jong Un, or you know, the guy who runs Korea over there.
Yeah. Okay.
So, well, let's just say you knew the sperm whale.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Let's see. And he was at sea.
Okay. So Kim Jong-un has to be at sea.
I'm just throwing some beats out here. This isn't necessarily the script. It's called Aquaman. It's a man who lives at sea.
Okay.
He looks great, by the way.
Okay.
And he communicates with fish, and then we, undo evil.
Why don't we call him the Fish Whisperer?
I think that...
And then he could have a show on Animal Planet where he talks to people's fish.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a feature.
Right.
Yeah, this is an Animal Planet type thing.
And who are his buddies?
Well, he rides a seahorse, but it's not the miniature.
How big is this seahorse?
Well, that's the thing. This is a big seahorse.
How big?
Well, big enough for, you know, Chet knows Jason Momoa.
Oh, Chet! They are friends on Facebook. They are not real friends.
He told me, look, I was a little...
Chet says a lot of stuff.
It was hard to get through the Rastafarian accent, so I don't have all
It's very confusing.
The official particulars.
He's never even been in Jamaica!
Mm.
He's never even been in Jamaica!
Well, all I'm saying is Aquaman rides a giant, a big seahorse, not the kind you're... No, small one. And then... we could get like Amber Heard to like play his girlfriend.
What, a crap in his bed?
I haven't been following the trial. I'm guessing that's a reference to the trial.
Oh, I mean, it makes sense underwater because if you did crap on someone's bed, it would just float away.
Floats to the surface, away. Doesn't it? Yeah.
Well.
All right. Well, we can put that in.
All right. Screw it. I'll do the movie.
We'll do Aquaman?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
I'd like to play the seahorse.
You want to play the seahorse?
Yes. I love it.
Oh, you love it.
Well, I do love Aqua, and I do love men.
Is it Playtone, is it?
Yes, my production company.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the seahorse is going to be played by Seth Rogen, actually. Oh.
What?
Well, it's the voice. It's a voice. It's not an actual seahorse.
Wow, this is a... Whoa, that seahorse is big. I am bigger than I have ever seen a seahorse. Is this like a radioactive thing? Because, wow, this is amazing!
I was thinking maybe the other seahorse could be like Liam Neeson or someone like that.
Listen, I don't know who you are. But part of it is because I'm a fish and I don't have a very good memory.
Mm.
But I can tell you that I am ready to fight for whatever cause you need. I'm on your side, Aquaman.
We also got a call out to Mark Wahlberg, just so you know.
Well, Mark Wahlberg would be tough to be out of breath and underwater. He'd drown.
Oh, you're right, Tom Hanks.
Yo, what's up, guys? I'd have to play like a seagull or something, you know? Because I could fly up top there, like they did with the Little Mermaid.
Mm.
So I'd be like friends with the guys underwater.
Mm.
But I definitely have to live in the land.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it. I was thinking maybe more Vince Vaughn then type or something.
I want to play Poseidon.
You know would that be his dad?
Like the dad of the dad of every of the sea. I'm like the daddy of the sea. You know what I'm saying? Right mm-hmm. now, I got like all the kind of the energy that I'm going to bring to the table because mm-hmm. I get it right here. The energy, the right here, the heart of the sea. That's my heart right here. That's the energy that I'm bringing. You know? Yeah, he knows what I'm talking about.
And scene nice. The great Jonathan Kite. That's why we wanted him in and in early. All right, get the news prepped, Gina Grad. I'll tell you guys about Ultimate Ears. Well, we use tech every day. So many devices out there. But one of the ones we forget about is the ears. What about your ears? And no two are exactly the same. They're all just a little bit different. And your earbuds need to be a little bit different. They need to be custom for you. Otherwise, you're going to have that discomfort. Yui fits true wireless custom fit earbuds from Ultimate Ears. Premium sound, all day comfort. The molding process is so fast and so easy. You don't have to have a tech come over and do it like they used to do it in the old days. Guaranteed perfect fit in just 60 seconds, 8 hours of continuous playback on a single charge, up to 20 hours with the charging case. And if you try them and you don't absolutely love them, they have a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. It's Ultimate Ears, right, Dawson?
Use promo code Adam at UE.com/fits to get your pair of UE fits. That's UE.com/fits, promo code Adam.
All right, quick break. Come back and do the news right after this.
Available now for pre-order, Adam's sixth book. Everything reminds me of something. Advice, answers, but no apologies.
It's insane. I blame everybody but me.
Adam drops knowledge, rants, and laughs, answering actual questions from you, the listener, and some celebrity friends. Follow the link at adamcarolla.com to purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or through IndieBound to find your local independent bookseller. Everything reminds me of something. Coming this summer, wherever finer books are sold.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gina Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden. Kamala. Meet news with Gina. Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
So we have an update on the airport brawl from yesterday. We know that the CFL football guy, he was arrested and later released. But what of the airplane, the airport employee? What happened to him? Well, he's been fired.
I feel bad because I did turn on TMZ last night and seems like most of the clips are taking it from him slapping the football player. But there's a little more context, which is the football player punched him a bunch of times before the slap. I think that was part of the contextual problem.
I don't know. I didn't really even notice who started it. I mean, these are just two dudes brawling.
Well, no. I get it's two dudes brawling, but if you start the tape from the airport employee walking up to the passenger and smacking him in the face, and then the guy does the right thing, the guy got smacked, he goes, "Did you see that?"
Right.
Then contextually, it seems like the guy just stepped out behind the counter and smacked a passenger in the face. Chris was showing us yesterday before that, I think. What was going on before it?
Well, a lot of it started from about 15 seconds in, Ben, where it just shows the guy walking up to him and just slapping the passenger, the United workers walking up and slapping the passenger first. But, yeah, I mean, it kind of seems like it just starts somewhere in the middle, so there's really no proof of who started what. But it did seem like there was
all right,
an edit on Twitter.
Just give the guy the upgrade. What I'm saying is the guy threw six haymakers at the guy. I don't know who started it. I'm just saying from the tape we're watching, the guy who was the passenger threw six haymakers at the guy, and then the guy slapped him. If you're going to take it from there,
well, if you look at this,
confusing.
Even in this video, like look at just the very first frame, it looks like the United worker gets a slap in there too.
Oh, it started as a slap fight.
Yeah, so it's hard. It's impossible, right? At least from what footage we have to see who actually started it.
Right, but the editing is pretty selective.
Oh, the editing's totally selective.
Starts it from there.
The video that's been shared around on Twitter and social media is totally selective editing.
Right.
United Airlines has some things to say about it. They say they do not tolerate violence of any kind at our airports or on board our planes, and we're working with local authorities to further investigate.
Listen, I would hire
this
guy.
By the way, this is Spirit Airlines behavior.
I know. This is not
this feels very frontier.
There's really nothing United about
it. No, they're divided airlines.
They're very divided.
Yeah.
Yes. I still say this guy's a very loyal employee. Mm-hmm. I feel like if the shit went down, I'd hide behind that guy.
And stands up for the brand.
He stands up for the brand. That's right. All right.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for these two. San Francisco Mayor London Breed will not march in the city's Pride Parade next month if participating police officers aren't allowed to wear their uniforms. So CNN reports that the event's board of directors decided on May 11th that off-duty police officers who march in the June 26th parade are not allowed to wear uniforms. Officers are apparently still allowed to participate, but they got to be a little incognito. They might be able to do like a department T-shirt. In response to the ban, the San Francisco Police Officers Pride Alliance, which includes police and fire department and sheriff's office, said on Monday that LGBTQ employees have decided not to march in order to take a stand against the discriminatory actions of the board and not letting them wear the uniforms. This isn't the first time this happened, by the way.
Are we still down with the defund and all the fucking demonization of cops? Or did that blow up in everyone's face?
They won't let the gay pride marchers, the gay police officers wear their uniforms because it's offensive, triggering, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, listen, retards who live amongst us in our society, if cops trigger you, move to fucking Canada. I'm sorry. They're cops.
They won't let
they're
them march with
people.
Their uniforms on?
Correct.
Yes.
What?
And this isn't the first time. It happened in New York. It happened in Denver. It happened in Toronto. It happened in Vancouver.
Good. Listen, first things first. We have no idea what these handful of ass wipes are getting us into. We have no fucking idea. It's just like shut the schools down for a year and a half. Fine. Things are okay. Check with me in a few years and see how things are going. Demonizing cops. It's getting cops to retire early. Who the fuck would want to sign up to be a cop these days? Would you want to be a cop in San Francisco or L.A. or Chicago or New York? It'd be like, fuck that. We are going to find such a scarcity of cops. And then it's going to be some weird self-selecting group where right. normal people go, fuck that. Whose wife is going to let them attempt right. to be a
Who's
cop now? No,
up.
Nobody. Then we're just going to get the fucking worst of the worst. Then we're going to have to lower our standards because we're going to go, well, this guy was dishonorably discharged from the Marines and he did try to stab his commanding officer. But we're just short
he's
on
he's willing.
Yeah. The academy's half full. Like we're gonna have to start taking guys
mall
with
cops.
Priors and mall cops
Paul Blart.
And
yeah.
we got a good Paul Blart. It's gonna fuck our shit up. There's gonna be more crime, more violence.
It's happening. They're yes. telling people not to wear their expensive watches in broad daylight.
And all the people that you claim to care about are the ones who are going to get killed in greater numbers, which is already fucking happening all around the country, or at least in the big metropolitan cities. So good fucking luck. Just move the fuck on, everyone. Cops aren't the problem. Move the fuck on. Let them. And okay, then we'll live in a world where the cops just pull out. And then we'll see what goes on in said cities where there's not a police presence.
We did that when we were establishing territories in this country, and it was pretty violent.
Yes, we need cops. Stop demonizing
them. Let them all dress like Serpico undercover.
Mm. Plus, well, let me make the counter argument. The greatest hero to the gay community, I mean, Harvey Milk,
sure,
fine, and many, many other notables, but the Village People's at the top
Come
of
on.
Mount Rushmore.
And
for
who's
gay.
In the Village People?
A cop.
Yeah.
Bike cop.
Let's at least, look, can we compromise? Can they dress like the bike cop from the Village
if
People?
If your shorts, you know, like in religious schools, that your skirts have to be a certain length.
Yeah.
They've got to be a certain short.
Right.
Yeah.
The shorts up.
Within 8 inches of the belt buckle.
Yeah, we can't have the collar all buttoned up.
No.
You got to have it down
to
the navel.
It's got to tie.
Tied in a knot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tied in a knot.
I love it.
I think the Village person cop wore pants. But there were like, there were cop, there were,
like jumpers?
Think, yeah, jumpers. There were like trooper.
I'm not happy
trooper,
about this.
Like riding pants with the high boots.
Now we gotta see.
I wish they were jorts with knee high boots.
I thought they were shorts.
What's the difference between a jort and a shan?
Shans.
Very similar. Oh, he's a cool guy.
Oh, right. Dude.
White pants.
This guy looks like he looks like he's an extra in Police Academy.
He wants you as a new recruit.
He was the straight one of the Village People. Oh, yes. Well, that's what he says. I mean, maybe back in the 70s in his community.
There's no way to know.
But he says he was the straight one.
Okay.
You can look it up. I would like to heal, and I would suggest this is sort of the ambassador that could bring the gay and the straight together. Let the cops march. Here's the template. It's the bike cop.
That guy.
From Village People.
Yeah.
And you stay in your uniform. We're just going to unbutton it down to here, and we'll put some boots on.
Was the whole point – I'm looking at a picture of all the Village People. Was the whole point to represent the most masculine men in all of their most masculine industries, but then sing YMCA? Because we have a cowboy, a construction worker, a cop, an Indian chief, a leather daddy, and a Marine, maybe?
The construction worker, I think comically was – he wore like a white hard hat, like he worked for the Bell Company. Like
yeah.
I work construction. Nobody wore white. He worked like he was a cable guy or a Pacific Bell guy.
Lightning bolt on it.
Electrician. Oh, he was an electrician. He was an electrician.
Just on a wire.
I'd like to take a good look at the electrician from the Village People, because there's a different set of tool belt. The tool belt is different for the electrician.
Oh, you want to see if it was a period correct?
I want to know if he was certified.
Yeah, if he was.
Or bonded.
Yeah, exactly.
I never saw the guy's license number.
No.
Yeah. He has a tape
I want to know what's on that tool belt.
Yes, that's a good point.
A couple jackrabbits.
Yeah, some lineman dykes, perhaps.
Right. We got to see that tool
belt.
Well, that was a different cowboy than the one you just had up a minute ago.
Did they replace the cowboy?
Is this like Menudo?
No, they went to face.
He was more of a cowpoke.
Yeah, see, Menudo, you would age out, and in Village People, you would age out.
Oh, my God.
That's really too soon.
Too soon? Okay. It's a joke.
It was like Menudo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when they just kept replacing members as they too old?
Correct. That was the joke.
Yeah, that's what...
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. He looks like he has a hammer, a wallet chain.
Yeah, he does.
And a tape measure.
All right. And unclear what he did.
What does that do for
not electric. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, the goofballs David. In San Francisco are making a statement by saying they don't like the cops because everyone feels threatened by cops. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and a hole in the crotch. Is that standard for electricians?
That chapsy or?
No, it just he's been working hard and the thighs are rubbing together.
Mm. I'm also...
He wasn't grounded.
We had a guy...
He's climbing those poles.
We had the guy who was the military guy. Then we had the cop.
A stolen valor, dude.
I can't
even really remember the military guy. The Indian chief and all that. The one guy was just a full-blown leather
homo.
He's
a leather daddy.
Yeah, just...
Well, he was a bar owner.
But what I'm saying is it's like... Most of the other things had a profession attached to it. Not his.
Dom. Sub-dom.
He was a dom,
dealer.
What's the chief's profession? He's paid by the tribe?
Yeah, I think so.
You take a tithing.
He's a lobbyist in Sacramento.
Right. He owns a casino.
Yes, he's a dealer.
Yeah.
They had the leather guy kind of reminds me. Dawson, you ready? Beastmaster.
Love it.
Remember the gay guards who would just chase Proto and Toto around?
Koto and Poto.
The ferrets, bro.
The ferrets.
I love it.
They were just gay. There wasn't anything about them. That was a mustache.
This guy looks more nuanced than Beastmaster.
Sorry. Anyway. All right. Good luck, San Francisco.
I'd be shocked if you told me that he was the straight one. But I'd love it.
Chris can look it up. I think the black cop... always said he was straight.
I'm going to blow your mind. They're all straight.
So Victor Willis is the black cop. He was married to Felicia Rashad for a while.
Oh, shit.
Now he's married to now he's married to a woman named Karen who's a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
They don't get straighter than Felicia Rashad or Karen, the lawyer.
That's right. That's exactly
right. Super straight.
Well, I'm glad you brought up a lawyer. Because,
he must have agreed to be in the Village People with this caveat. Like, they're like, he had to be like, you know, he was probably, obviously he's a good singer. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who's doing all the heavy lifting. Right. They're all back there in their fucking chaps and feathers doing the dance and everything. But he's up there singing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, he looks like their security.
And he probably started off and probably had a few gigs. Like, I'm supposed to go on tour with Peaches and Herb. You know what I mean? He probably had some stuff. Also, the fifth dimension's going to change your name to the sixth dimension, and they're going to add me.
Right.
When Chuck Berry came through town, he played bass.
Yeah, like he was doing some singing, probably had some offers, and then they came to him with the Village People.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, what happens? You and a bunch of gay guys just mince about on stage. And then he was like, wait a minute, I'm straight. I don't know if I like this. And then he probably had this thought. Oh, more pussy for me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot of girls in those shows.
We ain't going to be fighting over it
right.
in the tour bus like all the other bands. That all that pussy will be for me. But then all dudes showed up to the concert.
And he signed the contract.
And 12-year-old girls.
Right.
That's all. The only one who would go to a Village. Yeah. What was that guy's story?
So he was lead at background vocals. So he was hired just to sing background vocals for one of the albums, early albums. And they loved him so much. So one of the guys said, I had a dream that you were our lead singer and we went really big. So Willis agreed to join and wrote songs like Macho Man, YMCA, In the Navy, and
Big
West.
Three.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, those are.
Yeah. He's a Village person.
Yeah. He's a Village person. So. And then they in 1980, they were preparing for a movie called Can't Stop the Music.
That's right.
And then Willis left the group before the movie came out. He went solo. And the Village People had never had another big hit after he left.
Oh, man. That got sad fast.
Go West, I forgot what a great song that is.
He did come back in 2017.
There was Can't Stop the Music and Xanadu.
What's I don't know. Can't Stop the Music.
It was a Village People movie, and I was then Bruce Jenner in that movie in the shortest Daisy Dukes ever made.
Was what?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think Bruce made an appearance.
Yeah.
Bruce made. If you find a picture of Bruce in that movie, you
was
will,
it supposed to be like a Hard Day's Night type movie, or like a Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park?
It was
type
more
movie?
Kiss goes to Six Flags over. Oh, wow. Boringville.
I think the aspiration was Hard Day's Night. His shorts had less fabric than your old bras.
Wow,
for sure, 100%, no doubt.
Yeah, when you're making cutoffs and the cut wow. starts higher than your nutsack, that's.
Is that the Goot next to him?
Steve Guttenberg. That's
it
right.
It is Goots.
Oh, man. We need a scene time. From Can't Stop the Music.
What is...
Oh, and that's what's her name in the thing. Yeah.
That's Ooh. The French restaurant Dawson performed at.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it up.
Wait a minute. I am not taking one more step till I know where I'm going.
Right. Yeah. I quit my job, and you got me walking the beat again. And I'm not even getting paid for
hey,
it.
Hey, hold your horses. I told you I had a surprise for you.
I hope so. I turned in my coin change with the toll booth.
Hey, don't forget I quit my...
That's what he does.
That's swishy.
Who knew they could act as well?
So was...
Wait, hold on. Was that black man not the cop, but just a black actor... Who they told to grow a goatee like the cop, yeah. So we would think it was him.
What in America will never.
I just like the amount of shoulder acting he's doing.
There's a lot yeah. of shoulder acting.
That's Ray Simpson. It looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
did Bruce pick that outfit?
But I'm seeing Felicia Rashad actually was in there to playing his girlfriend too.
Oh.
Bruce Jenner looks like he's turning into the Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the shirt's
he's just hulking out of
shirt.
That thing.
Oh, sorry. When Willis left the group, Felicia quit the movie and was replaced as well.
There you go.
Oh, she's Bruce Jenner Banner.
She stood by her man.
Wow.
Good for her.
I got to see this movie.
Oh, you got to see this movie.
This looks awesome.
Oh, yeah. And listen, while we're at it, might I add to your list of movies to watch, mm-hmm. Can't Stop the Music, Xanadu.
I've seen Xanadu.
But have you seen Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
The movie?
Yes.
Yes.
No,
it's fucking abortion.
No.
Slow your roll. Watch your tongue. Starring Peter Frampton.
Wait.
What?
And Aerosmith.
What? I don't know what you're talking
and
about.
And maybe Alice Cooper. I can't remember.
Who was in Quadrophenia? That wasn't Frampton. Was
the Who?
It?
No.
Okay. Sorry. No. Tommy.
That's
who
the Who.
Tommy? Tommy was Roger Daltrey and Tina Turner,
oh, okay.
And then the other Who's.
Oh, God. I thought for some reason there was an actor in the
Who's Who?
Oh, they're.
That was. What's his name?
Daltrey?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Anne Margaret.
Aha.
Anne Margaret was in Tommy.
Sgt. Pepper is. It's a tough watch.
The movie.
George
no,
Burns.
No what?
Yeah, he's. Is he Mr. Kite?
Yeah, he's the. Band leader, or whatever, or yes,
a spry 80 years old.
It's a crazy. You find the trailer to that 1978.
It was like a wide release movie.
Oh yeah,
well past their breakup. Like this was a resurgence attempt.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yes, it was very bad, super bad.
Wow,
incredibly bad. Chris will find the trailer.
I know a lot about the Beatles. I never knew this was a movie.
This
so
is
I can't
not
wait.
Really acknowledged by like okay, Beatles purists.
I see.
This is okay. Also back in the day where like, hey, Peter Frampton's got a double live album. It's on fire.
Yeah,
put
go
him in,
for it.
Have the lead in the movie. Oh, the Bee Gees were in this.
Yes.
That's right.
Are the Beatles not in it?
No,
it's like the Yellow Submarine.
Oh, my God.
The Beatles weren't in that either.
They didn't voice it?
No.
Oh.
Of Heartland, he left his musical instruments. These instruments have the power to make dreams come true. And as long as they remained in Heartland's care, humanity would live happily forever after.
Uh-oh. Is that Ed Asner?
No, but there's the evil guys who wanted to steal the magical instruments, and then the Bee Gees came back, and then Aerosmith did something.
That's where the Aerosmith cover come of together. Come Together yes. came from, and it's That's just right. They're the villains.
Yes, this isn't just Sgt. Pepper album. This is like a bunch of Beatles stuff.
Oh, yeah, Steve Martin.
Is Steve Martin. Is he Dr. Kite? No, he's Maxwell Silverhammer. He's something bizarre from some other property.
This sucks.
A phone can.
This is Billy Preston, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Gotta
That's
get
right.
you into my life. This version actually cooks.
This is how. First off, just blame Coke. Coke made everything seem like a great idea. I guarantee whoever conceived of this mm-hmm. was fucking high out of their mind with Coke. And there were, it was like that. Remember that scene from Boogie Nights where she was sitting on the bed with Roller Girl yes. and they're both all yes. beaked yes. out of their minds?
Best ideas ever.
We should go to that's college. We should be a lawyer. You're the best.
You're really smart.
We'd get Sergeant Peppers and we'll get Peter Frampton and we'll get the guy with the silver hair and the arrow through his head. I can't recall his name. And we'll get we'll Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes!
And you're like sweating and that's all Coke.
Is this?
It's all Coke.
Is this where Elton John's dog shit cover of "Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds"
yes,
came from?
Yes, it must have been.
Oh my God, this is real.
Yeah, the pitch for Aquaman was Coke.
Yes, that was just yeah.
Yeah, this is a bit, yeah weird movie.
It look, and also if you watch
still
it,
going.
You'd feel like you were high on Coke.
Yeah,
this is all Coke driven. Steve Martin. I don't know who Paul Nicholas is. Aerosmith. Alice Cooper. I knew Alice Cooper was in this somewhere. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Donald Pleasance. Bond villain.
And also Dr. Loomis from Halloween.
Halloween, yeah.
That's who he was.
Donald Pleasance. Yeah. All right. So there you go, Gina.
Awful.
Get on that.
Got to get on it.
That sucks.
So got to see it.
Okay. If we're talking about stuff
You say what you want about that film, but... If you're throwing a party,
yeah, I put that on,
and you got the sound down,
yeah.
and you got the tunes cranked up, yeah. but you've heated up the 65-inch sure. plasma that's yeah. hanging in them, put that shit
blow
on.
People's minds.
That's a good idea,
especially a Coke party.
Yeah,
sure.
don't want another
Tyler?
Coke party.
They will get it.
If we're talking about horrible things that happened surrounding the Beatles that never should have happened in high school, we had some theater banquet, and you're supposed to dress up in like a suit and tie or a dress. This is how I dressed up for the banquet. In the theater department, because that was the kind of gal I am. Ben, you have the picture.
As one of the Beatles?
Yeah, I did. My mom had this drawer.
Please be Pete Best.
My mom had this drawer full of old wigs, and I found one. And then the neighbor lady, we convinced her to make my outfit.
Wow.
And then I convinced three of my other friends to be the rest of the Beatles.
Remember when there was a neighbor lady you could count on?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was me as Paul.
Oh,
wow.
No.
That was cute.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to
look at the mop top.
Yeah, that's the wig.
That's the wig. I'd like to approach one of my neighbors and just go, hey, my daughter needs an outfit.
Yeah.
You got
Four
the sewing
them.
Machine out?
Yep, fired up.
He'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Didn't you borrow my weed whacker like 4 years ago? Yeah, but let's focus on the outfit.
That's what I'm talking about.
I see the sewing machine in the background.
And it looks like there's fabric already in it.
Yeah, I'll provide some of the fabric.
I've seen your curtains. I know you can do this.
Is there Joann's around here?
There is somebody in my neighborhood that I had. I went as Sia for Halloween a few years ago.
Wow.
And I had this woman who made like the biggest bow you've ever seen.
For you?
For me.
A neighbor lady.
I swear.
Oh, so it's still alive.
It's still alive and well.
That's great.
I swear to God, 2 years ago.
How did that conversation? How did you broach that?
I had a downstairs neighbor, and I was going door to door letting them know about other things about me. No. I was just, I let the downstairs neighbor at the time, I said, hey, I need, can you do this? Or do you know anybody can do this? And she goes, literally, there's somebody down the street that can do this. And so I went over there, and I was just like, hi, you don't know me, but we got introduced.
Did the husband answer the door like, oh, Jesus, another Sia bow. Marge! Jesus Christ.
I was like,
I told you once the word gets out.
You got to start charging.
You put the saucer milk out. You get all the stray cats. That's just it. Don't put the Sia bow out.
I said, you're the woman.
Everyone's going to be banging our door down.
And she did it. And it was amazing.
She made you a giant Sia bow.
Huge.
Wow. Couldn't you just go to the Lexus dealership and ask them?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it wasn't. No, there wasn't like a Toyota-thon or a Lexus-a-thon, whatever happening. They keep those. Those are pretty hard to get. Harder
Happy
than
Honda
you think.
Days.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's more of a holiday bow. You need a more vertical
bow.
Really
I need like a bow tie that she has repurposed as a hat.
I'm going to go ahead and assume this is somewhere on your Instagram.
It is absolutely on my Instagram. And it's me in the full wig and the full bow and everything.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about movies. Because there's a movie, Beloved. Many years people have been asking, will there be a reboot of some kind, a sequel? Will we ever revisit this? Rob Reiner has always said no until now.
Stand by us.
You guys.
Princess Bride.
You guys.
Harry Met Sally.
40 years.
They did it. No, they didn't. Yeah,
no,
40.
40-year anniversary, 2024, there will be another Spinal Tap.
Oh,
Michael McKean, Christopher Guest, Harry Shearer, new film that's being referred to as Spinal Tap 2.
I'm selling my shares.
Oh, Reiner says the
full one's just so perfect.
The full screenplay is still in development. Did offer a glimpse at the storyline they have, but they said they're basically going to pick up where the flailing band left off 40 years ago.
I'm watching.
Me too.
I love the first one so much. Now, so here's the thing about sequels or the next season or whatever. When we did the Man Show, it was me and Jimmy and Danny Two Sheets and all the writers we hired and all the people we wanted to work on and everything we did. And that was the first four seasons of the Man Show. Then we left. So then you can go, well, what's the fifth season going to be like? And if the answer is probably not so good because we all left. But if you said, well, take 10 years off and then come back, or 40 years off and come back and do a fifth season of the Man Show, would probably be pretty good if we all came back.
Yeah, they're all coming back.
So if they're all coming back, I will definitely watch.
Absolutely. Me
also,
too.
It's got going for it the fact that back in the day, it was rare. It was the exception to get a good sequel. Not better, just even good, worthy sequel. And nowadays, it's rare to have a bad sequel.
Are you telling me that the Yellow Submarine did not involve any of the Beatles?
I'm almost positive that they're not a part of it. The movie, the cartoon movie at all.
Really? That movie, when I was 8, kind of gave me nightmares.
The Blue Meanies.
Weird. And it's weird. It's weird when you're 8, but you can still feel like a weird drug influence. Like, ugh.
Something's wrong right here.
Yes. There's a lot of cartoons, I feel like, at that time.
Yeah.
Remember that cartoon Wizards?
No.
Oh, it was crazy. It was about these like Lord of the Rings type, because Hobbit was really in fashion, you know.
Sure.
And it was like the woodland creatures versus this wizard, and the bad wizard, his guys used machine guns.
Jesus. Mm.
And it was about war. And it's this crazy thing, and Mark Hamill is one of the voices of it. It definitely looks like it's from the era that it's from, the 1970s.
So are the Beatles involved with Yellow Submarine?
I can't tell, because some say live action, some say cartoon. I'm not totally sure what we're talking about.
If you look at the cartoon, this
is the animated film. Okay. Yeah, of course they did the album Yellow Submarine.
Right.
Yeah.
But it also says live action.
They show up at the end, Chris said. They didn't want to do it originally. Then they hear
so
something.
What they wanted to do is, like, they did not want to originally be in it, but then they were so impressed with the film that they were like, okay, we'll do the voices now. But then the voice actors were so good that they
they kept them. That's right, because
You know what they did? They went full Vin Diesel, Fast and Furious 3.
Okay.
Explain for Jonathan.
He was not going to be a part of it.
I know, the Tokyo Drift.
And then they paid him a kajillion dollars show up in the parking structure.
Oh, I know it
He
well.
Was so impressed by the worst offering of Fast and Furious ever. Maybe there was a little payday for half a day's worth of work for Vin, that he showed up like by the toll gate in the parking structure, did a cameo, and then left.
So impressed with the bag of cash they gave
him. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
All right, Gina, let's bring it home, baby girl.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Listen, we have to get out of here.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Yeah, that was Tokyo Drift, I think he showed
up. The third one, yeah.
I'll believe you.
In the parking lot, just like, I got a lot of money to be here for 30 seconds, and now I'm Fast and Furious out of here.
But Vin, was it Justin Lin? A lot of rumors. You sent him packing off the set of Fast 10.
I sent The Rock packing. I sent Justin Lin packing, and I sent my trainer packing.
Oh, you didn't keep in the same kind of shape, huh?
I'm looking more like Vin Unleaded.
Than Vin Diesel. But you're still, you're big into family, right? I think that's kind of the central theme of the series.
I don't have any friends, Adam.
Well, no, you're not married or have any kids or anything like that. But I'm saying the part you play is family, right?
Yeah. Family. I own only family businesses.
Hey, Vin, can we... Just a suggestion, but I follow the series closely. You know, they have coaches for like dialects and accents and things like that.
Yeah.
Do they have a how the fuck to drink a Corona coach where you could like drink a beer like a normal person instead of like the way you're
the one ring
you're talking
the
about the family?
I like to hold the time on the end. So I don't warm up the Corona.
Oh, there's a method to his madness.
See, you got a built-in koozie.
You're damn right I do.
I like that there's a beer koozie and a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Jacuzzi's to make you warm. Mm-hmm. Beer koozie to keep it cold. Am I right, people? Hey, hot dogs. Woo! Coming 8-pack, but the buns.
And Bob Cousy.
That's right, the Celtic legend.
I'll tell you, he can play today. Am I right, Brian?
That's right. His skills transcend time and space.
He'd be shooting that underhand three today, no problem.
Goddamn right. Bob Cousy's not a friend to me. He's more like family.
Lockdown defender.
All right. Denver, I'll be there June 23rd. I'll be speaking at this year's conference, and it's at TOS.com. And you can check that out. Use code Corolla, get 15% off. Also, then Comedy Works South in Denver. That'll be 24th, 25th. Sonny's got his ticket, so he's going to be working the merch table. You can all see that he's now taller than all of you now. Jonathan Kite, the website, jonathankitecomedy.com is where you go. And he's going to be in Kansas City June 2nd through the 4th, the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Go to mcroll.com for all the live stuff and check out jonathankitecomedy.com. Until next time, Adam Kroll, Gina Grad, Bald Brian, and Jonathan Kite. Say it. Mahalo.
Suck on some beef.
You can watch this episode of The Adam Carolla Show at youtube.com/Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And get your tickets to see The Ace Man. Get them now at adamcarolla.com.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, GEICO can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance, they are all covered with GEICO. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use GEICO mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to GEICO. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at GEICO.com. Go there and get a rate quote, or contact a local agent.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.